Item 2, from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting adoption of the County Emergency Management Plan, prepared by the Division of Emergency Management.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Rich Schmidt, Inspector with the Sheriff's Office. And on my right is the Director of Emergency Management, Carl Stemble, and Deanna Johnson from Emergency Management. We're here to basically give a presentation to what depth you desire on the County Emergency Management Plan. I will turn it over to our director as he is the resident expert. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stemble.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. It's a very exciting time in emergency management as we move forward with adopting the new County Emergency Management Plan, otherwise known as the CEMP. The contents of the plan are dictated by FEMA requirements, state emergency management requirements, as well as state statute 323 that governs emergency management. Deanna Johnson, our emergency management coordinator, was the project manager on this. We've been at it for about 2 years when the state first started it. I need to acknowledge that we received very good financial support from the state on this project. Part of the collaborative effort was that funding was made available for the 8 counties in southeast Wisconsin to all concurrently develop county emergency management plans at the same time. So we had continuity across all of our county plans in case we help each other with the disasters that may occur, the flooding, the tornado, et cetera. As a result of that, Racine County was chosen as the fiscal agent. They hired a very prominent emergency management planning consultant out of Florida who had done a number of county plans for hurricane-prone counties. So I think Deanna and I would both agree we received probably more information than we ever imagined. So we started the process with drafts provided by the consultant, and then each of the counties sort of massaged it to be specific to their jurisdiction. In our case, Milwaukee County having 19 political subdivisions that are full-time governments were a little different than something like Waukesha County that has 37 political subdivisions, and many of those are townships with few resources. So in Milwaukee County, this plan guides our emergency management operations as we are called to assist the local jurisdictions, the 19 municipalities. In this process, on the front end, as the plan was developed, we shared the various sections with the discipline experts, with representatives of the county departments that would be involved in disaster response. And we put together our first draft, a second draft, which was followed then. Deanna is a FEMA-certified master exercise practitioner, and we put together some small mini drills, tabletop exercises, where we brought people into a room and then actually had a scenario to use the sections of the plan we had written to kind of flush it out to another level. When we got it to that point, state emergency management required us to do a crosswalk, and the crosswalk is pretty extensive. There's over 300 elements from FEMA that we're required to have in this plan. So the state requires us to document compliance with the FEMA requirements by filling out the crosswalk, which we did, and the state accepted it that we met all of the planning requirements. Ultimately, then, we're required to present it to the county executive's office for review and acceptance, and we worked with the county executive and his staff to go through that process. That was the item included under authorization. And today we're at the point where under the state statute, promulgation is required by the county board. There was a resolution prepared by Corp Council staff to adopt the plan and designate it as the official emergency management plan for Milwaukee County. And again, I stress, this plan is to guide county emergency management operations as we're called to assist the local entities with their disasters. Now, that could range from the flood of 2010 in July when Milwaukee was inundated to the Temple shooting in Oak Creek. It's an all-hazards plan, and we look at many different things in the plan to try to prepare for them.
Could you just explain what is your office beyond the, is it the two of you? Is it, how many people are in the office? And use the 2010 flood as an example of sort of how your office coordinates or what your role is. That was the first time I came in contact with you all, and I was confused, you know, and it wasn't the right time to sort of sit down with you to understand it.
Yes. I understand that your district is included in some of the flood zone mapping. The division of emergency management is staffed with myself as the administrator to manage day-to-day operations. My lead emergency management coordinator is Janine Hibbler, who I believe you've worked with in the past. Deanna Johnson, Barry Mitchell, and most recently Christine Westrich, who joined us from the federal level, fill out the emergency management coordinator spots. Now, Deanna, as an example, is assigned to assist particular municipalities with their planning process to get them ready for disasters and then ultimately assist them if they do have a disaster situation. Deanna works exclusively with the city of Milwaukee, which we call Zone B in our system, and then West Dallas, West Milwaukee, and Wauwatosa. Christine covers everything south of the county, southwest side and the south shore side, and then Barry Mitchell covers our north shore. So we spend time with each one of the communities that has a designated emergency management person, which is also required by state statute that the municipalities have them. And we go through a constant process of our plans are living, breathing documents. When we completed the process in March with the county executive's acceptance, we immediately went into the final revisions to get it ready for presentation, as there were some changes. I think we just spoke a little bit about consolidation of facilities. We had to tweak a chart or two as it related to that. Basically, then, this plan is available. Think of it as a toolkit. We have this available. We brief the locals on it. We do exercises using the plan. As a matter of fact, today, many of you are aware right now, out at Mitchell Airport is their big mass casualty disaster drill for an airplane incident. So they're actually right now testing aspects of emergency management plans. So much of it is planning, and I'm happy when it's mostly planning. But when we get something like 2010, when that flood occurred, catastrophic rain event, training, 7-8 plus inches, the city of Milwaukee became overwhelmed in a couple of areas with that response. I mean, kudos to the fire and police that they were able to get people out of harm's way, do some rescues, things of that nature. But they needed some assistance with getting residents flood cleanup kits. So they call emergency management, and that's where we're called into action to work with Red Cross and Salvation Army to get supplies of flood kits, get them delivered, set up distribution systems. That was one of the primary things we did. Then we got into a situation where there were a number of residents in the city of Milwaukee that, for whatever reason, certain limitations, either related to disability, age, whatever, really couldn't deal with cleaning their homes. So we had to spin up a volunteer management piece to help people clean out their homes. And that was primarily what we did for that event. Then my biggest job is, when it's catastrophic like that, is to go through the process to get us declared as a FEMA disaster, presidential disaster declaration. And that involves working with all the municipalities to document damage in the public sector as well as for individuals and families in their homes. And then when we receive the declaration, then we move forward with that process of getting the aid to the citizenry and to the public agencies. And we, I think FEMA wrote over $40 million. That was our biggest one ever in July of 2010.
Okay. So just for my understanding, so the primary responsibility is still with whoever the designee is at the local municipality, but you are there in an assistive capacity?
Yes, correct. Post 9/11, when the National Incident Management System was adopted, it included a system called Incident Command. And basically all disasters start local, and we work for the incident commander. So I work for a mayor, I work for a village president, I work for a fire chief, police chief, their designee. When it gets to the point that they need something or they need help with something, that's where we're required to jump in. And we might be able to redirect resources within the county. If not, then I go to state emergency management, and I start to talk to them about what they could bring to help us, and then ultimately in the big disasters, we ask the state to go to the federal government to help try to make the residents whole.
Okay. Appreciate it. Supervisor Weishaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if it's just my packet order, but I just have 9 sheets of paper here, and it's just, a block point. I don't know if I can actually even say that I've seen the plan or whatever, so I'm not sure exactly what we're voting on or approving. You've just described a lot of things. You mentioned that he had to tweak some charts and stuff. I got a couple pieces of paper here, no charts, no description or whatever.
It's
so
late, John. We got this, but I got it this morning.
Okay, because I'm not quite sure what the plan is that you want us to approve.
Yes, Supervisor. You have there the short piece is just what we call the executive summary, just to provide a brief descriptor on the purpose of each one of the emergency support functions. The plan in its totality is posted on Legistar. I happen to have the larger hard copy to demonstrate the document itself, and the chairperson was also provided a copy of the plan. As I said, the contents of the plan, we're basically meeting all of the requirements that are dictated by FEMA guidance, state guidance, and our job is to put the appropriate names of our county departments to do public works, how our fire jurisdictions are organized and cooperate, law enforcement, how they... We have some mutual aid systems unique to Milwaukee County that we had to incorporate in there that all the fire chiefs and the police chiefs have signed off on. So we take all of those FEMA requirements, those 370, and we try to localize it, and then we basically put it into a checklist format. The emergency support functions basically are a checklist that somebody can open up. If I'm from Public Works and we're dealing with debris removal, these are the things I should think about doing. Because ultimately, it's still the local incident commander that's in charge that we're taking our direction from.
That's all fine and well, and I may agree 110% with the plan. I'm just saying that isn't there a timely response to getting something? I just feel I'm not here to rubber stamp some plan that I haven't seen and that was put just the other day on the internet or something. So I don't know if there's a way we can proceed so that the committee actually has the time to actually even briefly skim through the plan.
Right. Is there a time concern in terms of when you need adoption or anything you can tell me about that?
I've talked with State Emergency Management. I indicated that, you know, we're going to initiate the legislative process. And if it's held over till next month, I can make arrangements for that deadline.
Okay. Does that present any problems?
No. They had requested adoption by October 1st originally, but they do understand when we go through these processes that sometimes a state timetable isn't necessarily the local timetable. So I've already had discussions with the state about that.
All right. Appreciate it. So the full document is now on Legistar.
Yeah.
Okay. And then once adopted, it's then posted on your website, or how is it available to the municipalities? Or have they all got their binder?
No, that would be quite costly. We use a system called Wisconsin eSponder that the state pays for and supports all 72 counties, and it's basically emergency management. For Milwaukee County has a section on there where we post all of the shared documents and all the municipalities have access to it through that system. So the plan as it exists right now is on Legistar, and then eventually when it's formally adopted, it would be on the...
Supervisor, did you want a temporary layover to look at the document, or would you like to review it in detail and have a layover till next month?
Well, what I'd like to do is... I think we want to stay on the time schedule, but I guess if we could request that they attend the board meeting on the 26th, that correct, our next board meeting, so that if we have any questions, we can have those questions addressed, and if we don't, then we can just move forward with full board approval. That we would be able to refer the item back to committee if they couldn't answer any of our questions during that time frame.
We would that in this scenario we could move approval today. That would give people a week to, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks to review the documents. I would ask if you have questions to contact Mr. Stemble directly before then. But if there are significant issues, we could, if it's the will of the body, we can refer it back. But that way we'll meet the timeline. Jessica? I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Janice McKnight.
Mouthful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Just to also let you know that the emergency management plan is also on the share drive for us, on the H drive. So
okay.
You can also review it there.
All right. If you could please circulate an email to all board members with the link to the shared drive or wherever the document is, so
absolutely,
that anyone and with some notification that it's coming. Supervisor Johnson, did you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, I was going to move approval. I move approval of the resolution.
Are there further questions on approval? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In point of personal privilege, back in the day, I had the honor of being the chair of the Emergency Medical Services EMS Council, which is paramedics, and I will tell you that Mr. Stemble always had a seat at the table. Because of his schedule, he wasn't able to be at many of them, and sent along his outstanding staff person, Deanna Johnson, who I have not seen since that time. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to thank both of them for their service. They brought a lot to the table, and proud to have them part of that council.
Very good. Thank you. All right. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Johnson. Take a call. Roll on that.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Daskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
All right, very good. Appreciate that. With that, we'll take up item 3, please.